Okay, welcome to the podcast. This is for the Gift of Music 2020, and these are all going to be cover songs. What happens, as already noted in Micah Summersmith's fabulous theme song, is that participating songwriters pick four songs they'd like to hear covers of, and those have to be songs by artists who are not songwriters themselves, by the way. But they post links to four songs, and then all participants are randomized Secret Santa style to do a cover of one of the songs from somebody else's list. It's as easy as that. And for this podcast, we are joined again by Micah Summersmith. That's right, Micah Summersmith, woo-hoo! Song Fight champion, Spin Tunes champion, winner of the Nur Ein 11 Teeth Marks round, Spin Tunes judge, Song Fight Live host, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Friend of the show.
Dragging the barrel for anything you can find there.
Well, I gotta fill in the time, man. But check out his music at the songfight.org archive, the Nur Ein archive at micahsummer.bandcamp.com. Again, that's micahsommer.bandcamp.com. And subscribe to his YouTube channel and check out all of that good stuff. And good news, the Tunesday songs restarted in March, so those are back. He also wrote and sang that excellent Gift of Music podcast theme that we just heard. Great, great effort for something that will be heard maybe once by like 20 people maximum. Welcome back, Micah.
Okay, now we're welcome back, Micah.
Unique New York, unique New York. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me back for the fifth time. Sorry to all the Micah haters. I know you're out there, but I would like to point out that I am the only Two Jerks, One Vote guest who has brought his own theme music, so everybody else needs to step up. Thank you for that intro, Ryan. I promise the 10th time I'm on, I will have an actual website that you can point people to.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of places for people to find you as it is. But yeah, okay. Well, great to have you back this time around. I count 24 songs, which is a great showing in this Gift of Music.
That's got to be a record. I think that's the best Gift of Music ever in terms of stiffers.
Yeah, and then I think there was one stiffer who couldn't help it and was then somebody stepped in to cover them, which was excellent. You know, great sort of community effort here. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, and a number of fabulous bonus songs too, and that's great.
Yeah, yeah. One quick note, when we're going through these, I'm not going to include the clips of the originals. And that's just sort of a practical consideration. I'm worried about the podcast getting flagged if we put a bunch of this sort of copyrighted material in. And also it'll like triple the editing time for this, and I just can't be bothered.
You mean there's work involved in this?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
We're just perfect. And I know it's hard to believe that there's any editing at all.
You're right.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about anything else before we get started? I mean, I was kind of curious about various sort of aspects of this. One of them was like, what led people to choose the song that they chose out of the four options that they had? I know that we had some considerations on ours, but did you have any thoughts on that, Micah?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can maybe talk about that as we get to those specific songs. But I do have a numbered list here in my notes of reasons why Gift of Music is great. So,
All right, so number 20. And working down.
There's only five, but as I'm looking at them, some of them kind of repeat themselves. Anyway, the reasons I think Gift of Music are great. So first off, you get to show your fellow songwriters what kind of your musical DNA is, I think. And then you get to see what everybody else's is. So it's really cool to see what music other people are passionate about. And with musical people, with people who care a lot about music, the music that is important to them is going to be like very specific. And so that's really cool. As I look through, I think there was only one artist, and that was Radiohead, who was repeated between all 84 songs that people chose.
Yeah.
So that's 83 different artists that people love enough to want somebody else to cover. And there were definitely some surprises, and maybe we'll talk about specific ones as we go through, but like, oh, I did not expect you to be really into that particular artist or that particular group. So that's really cool to see that. And then my second reason is the challenge of it, that you get this challenge of covering a song outside your own wheelhouse, and you get to decide kind of, do you lean into the style of the artist, or do you try to reinvent it? And do you lean into your own style, or do you try to do something new that you haven't done before? And with, 20 other entrants, the chances are good that no matter what you choose, somebody else is going to do something entirely different. So there are people who were really faithful to the style of the song they chose, and then there are people who radically reimagined the song, and we'll talk about those specifics. But I think that variety is really, really cool.
This is an entirely extra conversation, but I mean, did you have a preference in general? Did you prefer people who made it their own, who drastically changed the tone of the original to make their cover, or do you prefer people who kept pretty faithful, or does it vary from song to song?
I think certainly different people executed things better or worse, but I don't think that either strategy on the whole is better or worse. I really like the variety. I like the diversity. I thought that was a really cool aspect of this. So I wouldn't want everybody to follow the same strategy.
Yeah. Well, I think sort of in general preference, in theory anyway, I prefer it when people try and make it their own. And I know that like Chumpy and I, when we did covers, the one that we did that was pretty faithful was for the David Bowie tribute fight or non-fight or the cover challenge.
Yeah, and that one we liked the least.
Yeah, just because we tried to keep it pretty faithful, and it was, I think, our least interesting. But now, having said that, listening to the ones that were faithful during this Gift of Music, I really enjoyed them. So I can't make wide generalizations, even though, by policy, I'd like to say that I prefer people making it their own. Anyhow,
Yeah.
okay.
And you could say, the cover that you're doing is a gift to this specific person who chose this specific song. So if you go too far out of the style, it's like, well, then is that less of a gift? It's not what they asked for. It's like, you didn't give me something from my list.
Right. I think
Yeah.
you're supposed to keep a certain reverence for the material that you're covering. I think that helps.
Right. So number three on my list is that you get to learn how somebody else writes a song. Like studying and learning another song well enough to cover it is maybe the best songwriting lesson that you can get, because you figure out how did this artist construct, whether it's melody, harmony, lyrics, rhythm, whatever, what were the decisions that they made? And you have to figure that out because you're learning them. And of course, going back to the previous one, you decide whether you follow along with each one of those or not. But you might find some tricks that you can pick up yourself. And I can give you a very specific example of this, which is a couple years ago, I had Your Name
Oh,
for
yeah.
Gift of Music, and I did the song 49% by, was it Second Saturday or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the song. It's this very like up-tempo kind of early 2000s power pop kind of thing. And I really liked it, and I thought, well, okay. And I really liked what my end product was when I transferred it. I tried to keep the energy up, but I did this, accordion-based thing, and I was really happy with how it turned out. And so I thought, okay, why don't I try to write a song kind of in that similar style? I, of course, decided to insert my ridiculous rap verse, which was not from there, but it's very specific, like, okay, this is the sound world I kind of immersed myself in to cover this song. Can I transfer that to write my own song in a similar style? And I really liked how that song turned out. And if my friend Emily had voted like she would have, I would have won that song fight. I only lost to Vowel Sounds by one vote. So I'm not bitter about that, of course, obviously,
You don't
but,
even remember
No.
it.
Emily.
Yeah.
Well,
She's
no, I mean,
definitely not.
I remember that song. I could sing it to you now. I'm not going to, but yeah, I remember that definitely. I mean, I have it on my phone, so yeah. The whichever, your whichever, whenever. So I'd never made any sort of connection between that and 49%, but now that you mention it, I can hear
And then my last item on my list is you get a gift. You get a cover
it.
of a song that you love from somebody else. And that's a pretty simple one, but it's cool just to know that somebody else is taking the time to do this thing for you. And it's just a really cool community thing. So that is my enumerated list of great things about Gift of Music.
Excellent.
Very good. Agree 100%, or at least 49%. All right. Chumpy, do you have anything you want to talk about before we get going?
No, I agree with Micah. Like, my number one thing about the gift and receiving the gift is that knowing that somebody spent a lot of time with a song that's important to you. It's a great feeling to know that somebody has learned to appreciate a song that you really appreciate and has sort of walked in your shoes a little bit. And I think that is probably my favorite part of the gift. Sometimes I don't necessarily like the cover of the song all that much, but I'm really pleased that they had to spend some time with the song. And if they've learned to appreciate it as much as I have, I think that's a great gift.
And it works out really well when it's another songwriter who you already really like their stuff. And so it's like somebody whose music I like is covering a song by somebody whose music I like.
Right.
Win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, should we move into it?
Let's move into it.